was so awesome and amazing. We hope that you're having an amazing day and wish that you enjoy our podcast.
And today's guests are
Mr. Boye, aka Coach B.
Yes, sir. We got Mr. Boye in the house.
And today is a very special podcast because this is our first podcast where we interview a teacher/coach and his student/player. And the first question of today will be, Coach B, what made you want to be the coach of the middle school basketball team?
Great question. So, I'm going to be real. I feel like I was the most hated teacher on campus, right? I feel like no one could relate to me. You know, I teach old boring Texas history class, and I said, you know, the opportunity was given to me. You know, the athletic director, Coach Davidson, she approached me and said, you know what, I think you'd be great for this position, I think you should do it. And without a doubt, you know, I was going to accept that bad boy because I'm a fan of basketball, period. You know, so I also looked at it as a bigger scope. I said, you know what, I'm the most hated teacher, and this is going to allow me to build a bond with some of the guys on campus, you know. So not only do I get to coach a sport that I love, the main purpose was to inspire the young guys and help them become better men. Because at the end of the day, I want Alex, your co-host, I want Zach, my basketball player, to be great young men when they get older. So that was the whole mission of this coaching thing.
Okay, that's a very good answer. Alex, would you like to ask his player a question?
Yeah, I mean, you say your name was Zach. Zach, I mean, how do you feel that Mr. Bully is your coach? Like, do you like him being your coach? Do you feel like the discipline is good enough?
Yeah, I think Coach B is a good enough coach. He is hard on us, but it's out of love, though, because he's trying to teach us how to play the game correctly and teach us a better way to make the game better than it already was.
Mr. Bully is a very good teacher. Mr. Bully, do you believe that discipline has a big role to do with basketball and definitely being able to inspire a lot of students?
Absolutely. You guys know, you guys are sports players. And the approach that I take with discipline is life lessons. Zach would tell you, I'm big on honesty. If you late to practice, be honest with me. Tell me you was cutting practice to go talk to a girl. Or you're late because, you didn't feel like coming and so you kind of just took your time or whatever. Just be honest. I'm big on honesty. But I always say there's consequences for everything, good and bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether we lose, whether, you know, you make a turnover during practice, you got to pay for it.
Okay.
You know, just like I pay for it. You know, coaches pay for it on a bigger price. If we lose, everybody's looking at the coach. You must not be a good coach, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get the criticism. We get the side of the criticism part. So, like I said, man, I'm big on building young men, and that comes with discipline.
Okay. So next question is, how would you discipline or react if your player is failing a class? Like, what would happen to that player? Like, would they be cut? Would they miss a game?
Well, I say you can't play until you bring that F up, right? I don't care if you had an A+. If that A+ went to an A-, I'm going to question that. Why are your grades dropping, right? But an F, absolutely not. You can't play because that means your priorities ain't straight.
What's, like the best grade? Like, what is, like, to you, what grade should they have to be able to play?
You have to have at least a D. At least a D. But it doesn't stop there. You know, a D is just to play, but I won't forget that, you know, because I have high expectations for all my players. And they all need to be bringing Bs and As to the table. Math, I was terrible at math. Everybody has that one subject that they suck at. And I get that. But I want at least a C. At least a C in that class.
So, Mr. Bully, is this your first year teaching?
It's my second year teaching, but my first year at a charter school.
At a charter school. Mm-hmm. So, how does it feel as it being like a first year at a charter school?
I'm gonna tell you, man, I was at a private school in the beginning. Two different worlds, y'all. Two different worlds. We're talking about the private school kids who, for the most part, you know, they're giving everything with a silver spoon, right? Because they come from parents whose parents have affluent jobs, lawyers, doctors, all that kind of stuff, right? And you come to a whole different school, a charter school, where it's middle class people. And nothing's wrong with that. I grew up in a single mother home, right? I was a charter school, public school kid. But it gave me a perspective on things. That's why I be trying to tell you guys are competing against those kids, right? And you're gonna be competing against kids who have better resources than you guys bring it coming up. So that's why I don't want y'all clowning around in class, because at the end of the day, y'all not gonna be in school forever. After school ends, y'all gonna be working. And what you do in school is gonna determine what kind of work you're gonna do for the rest of your life, right? And that's real talk. If you're gonna clown in school, my dad used to always say, you're gonna play in school, you're gonna be working hard your whole life. You work hard in school, you get to play for the rest of your life. So pick your playing time. Do you want to play in school and be able to be on your feet all day at work and all that, and whatever the case may be? You got to pick. So.
Okay, my next question is for Zach. Is that his name, Zach? Have you ever been like on another team other than Coach B's?
Not really. First year playing professional basketball for an actual school, because before I played basketball, I used to like soccer.
Okay, would you say that Coach B's like impacted your life more than your other coaches?
I would say, yeah. He's hard on us, but like I said before, it's out of love. Jesus, the way that we all want to be treated. Because, yes, he will yell at us, but it's not to make us better.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Mr. Bully, so how do you feel? Okay, so you teach the subject that basically nobody, it's not everybody's favorite, right?
Right.
So how do you feel that makes it, how do you get a lot of other students involved into your lessons? Because your lessons are actually pretty interesting. I mean, when I go into your class, like, I'm not worried, like, you don't catch me, like, lacking, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm paying attention, I'm engaged. I don't get very excited, but I'm also not like, oh, man, I have this class now.
Yeah.
So how do you make class interesting? What do you think exactly for other teachers?
Right. Okay. So I'm going to tell you this, man. First, it was a learning process, because my class was boring at first. It's okay. Y'all can say that. It was whack. I know it was whack. And look, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I was just talking to Mr. White about it, man, and Ms. Phillips. And I went back and I looked at my old lesson. And I said, oh, my God, I made y'all sit through this? Yeah, now, my lessons were whack in the beginning. And it was a learning process. And I started to think, like, yo, how would you want to be taught this? Because you will fall asleep on your own lesson. So I started little things. Right? I said, you know what? We're going to start playing little games with it. Started with little games. And then I started putting videos in my lessons, stuff that y'all might be interested in. Because my lessons used to be almost 90% lecture. Just me straight talking. That's whack. All right, boring. It's not like science. Science, you get to talk about cool things. You get to talk about things you can touch, like those trees, the rocks. You can go outside, see the clouds, right? History is not like that. We're talking about some old, dead white dude, right? And that's kind of boring. I'm gonna keep it 100. So I started making my lessons engaging. I started putting quizzes in there, little small quizzes, collab boards so you guys could debate, right? So, yeah, man, I just wanted to make it more engaging for you guys, because learning has to be fun. If learning's not fun, your brain is literally not going to want to process it, because you're not interested in it. But if you're learning about something that you kind of interested in, like, okay, I could dig this. I can remember this. Yeah, so that's my approach.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, definitely at the beginning of the year, I mean, like, just straight talking and stuff. During the Zoom, because we had Zoom before.
Right.
I would just be like, man, this class is boring. It's now, boring, right. I don't think that anymore. I'm just like, man, like, we're about to do a video. Like, right. It's not bad.
Right.
Yeah, like, it's not a class that my eyes are watering because I'm tired. Right?
Yeah, I feel that.
I'm engaged and stuff.
Yeah, that's what's up, man, and that's the goal.
Okay, so, Coach B, do you plan on still coaching middle school basketball team next year?
That's a good question. You know, I would love to, but I'm gonna tell you this, it was a mutual agreement between me and Coach Edwards that this year she needed to take a year off. You guys have been here before. Well, this is your first year, right, Zach? Kayla was here last year. So you guys know that Coach Edwards, she was the basketball coach last year. And you guys know she also had a newborn baby.
Yep.
So she needed to step away because of COVID, and you know I understand that, and she wants her team back. So if the situation comes again, and you know, let's say Coach says, you know what, I'm gonna go coach the high school team, you can have the boys. I would love to coach the boys again because I created bonds with Zach, Big Mike, Evan, Noe, all those guys, man, and you know. You know, it's a bittersweet.
Do you think that you would do a, like, be the co-coach, like ask coach to like be co-coach?
You know, I wouldn't mind doing that either. But you know, I may have another position coming up. I'm not gonna spoil it. But you know, we'll see. You know, we'll take it day by day. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. And this is my last question for Coach B. So, I've heard that you started, like, a little league of your own with the boys, the AAU team. Do you plan on still coaching that AAU team?
I'm not even too sure about that, Ms. Hagler. I'm going to tell you, the GYBL league, it was a fun league. These guys were able to play against high-quality talent all around the DFW area. We took some losses. We took some wins. We had the playoffs where you guys, what, went 1-3? 3-3? 3-3? 2-4, something like that. So, not bad to say, you know, they're playing against the top talent in the DFW. And, you know, it's a group of guys that never played with each other before. So, you know, next year they have the chemistry. We should be a lot better than we were this year. There were a lot of games that I felt like, man, we should have won. Like, right. They beat themselves up. And So, good question, Ms. Hagler.
The games definitely came kind of at you guys, right? Because I heard you guys didn't have a whole lot of practice before you guys' first game, or even in between, right? Is that right?
Right. I'm going to let Zach talk about that. So, Zach, tell him about what was that first week like after you found out you was on the basketball. How fast did things come to you?
Well, what was your feeling that you knew that there was a game coming up in the next 4 or 5 days and you guys had enough practice?
Yeah, I was like, we ain't ready for this game. because our game's like on Thursday or Friday nights, like during school time. And then all of a sudden, we don't have like one practice a day. So what I usually do when we don't have practice, I usually go home and just shoot around my hoop because I have a hoop that's outside my home. So I just go out there and shoot some hoops, go back inside, and I'm like, I still ain't ready. and then I heard about our first game. I was like, I'm nervous. And then we got blown out by I don't know how many points I'm not gonna say.
and that's the crazy part. That was a team we should have beaten too. But
that was Mighty.
That was Mighty. We lost to Mighty, but you know what? Shout out to Mighty. They came ready to play. But I feel like our guys better. We didn't show up, and that's what I love about sports, because you can be the better team talent wise, but when you're on that court, it's a whole different story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Zach, I have a question for you. Would you rather have coach like as well, obviously as a coach or as a history teacher?
Good question. Yeah, I would say yes and no. Yes, is because he knows his stuff, and sometimes he does get mixed up with stuff he knows.
And does he act different, like, between the two? Like, does he act different as a coach and then act different in a history class?
No, not at all. One, he yells history. Practice, yells. He just yells.
When they say history, he talks normal. Practice, he actually yells.
That's funny. Is there any bonds that you made that you didn't have before you started basketball?
Not really. I was just that slacky 12-year-old kid who didn't know what to do. And then I heard one day, oh, Charles, I was like, this could be it.
What about you, Mr. B? Did you have any kids that used to hate your history class and then you became a basketball coach?
Yeah, look, Zach raising his hand up. I'm going to tell you this. Zach is a reserved kind of guy. If you haven't had class with Zach, Zach won't speak to anyone. He has his headphones in and his computer, his really high-tech computer. Y'all should see this guy's computer. It's crazy. Zach is very reserved, but I don't really disagree with Zach. I think he did build bonds. I'm telling you, Zach would not talk to anybody until basketball came around. And he, you know, him and Evan, I think him and Evan have a cool little friendship. Or Junior and Pat, yeah. And look, man, I'm telling you, I built a bond with every single player on my team. When I tell you I love these dudes, man, like, I would do anything for these dudes, man.
Do you think, like, you changed any of their futures? Like, they were going down the wrong path during school and you changed it by basketball?
I would say yes, in a way. I'm going to throw Big Mike out there. I'm going to shout out Big Mike. Big Mike, he was one of the guys that he really couldn't stand me. But he was also unmotivated. He wasn't motivated about school. But I showed him through basketball what can happen when you are doing good things. For instance, Big Mike wasn't a starter at first, right? Big Mike came to practice. He started working hard, and he earned his way to be a starter. And then he became co-captain. And then he became the captain. All that through hard work. And I say that because you talk about a kid who, in the beginning of the year, used to talk about, I don't want to go to school. I don't care about school. Like, he was just super unmotivated. And that could just be him being a seventh grader. You guys are kids. But at the same time, I've seen him go from the kid that I don't want to be here anymore to he's helping out Braylon, his other teammate, with homework. He became a leader on campus. He started joining clubs. You know what I'm saying? Like, Big Mike really stepped up. And he's not perfect. He still has a long way to go. But he's moving in the right direction. So I'm a stop on that point with Big Mike. So that's one of my major success stories. And all these guys are my success stories. From Zach to Big Mike. All of them.
Yeah, Mr. Bully is a very inspirational teacher. I mean, he really motivates us. And, man, he really does love his players. I mean, I've heard that he buys them pizza and stuff.
Yeah, they get taken out to eat even though they don't show up.
And I'm just like, man, if I was good at basketball or if I knew something about basketball, man, I would have joined it.
But look, hey, Al, let's keep it 100.
Yeah.
I treat everybody the same. I said, whoever has the highest test grade for my next test, what y'all gonna get? I said, lunch on me, right? I believe in rewarding success. Right? If you guys put in the work, I believe in rewards. Just like for my boys. Them boys don't get pizza after a loss. Right?
They run for discipline.
Oh, yeah. That's the discipline. You're right. Oh, yeah.
But
we ain't going to talk about Coach Russ.
Wants to, like, be a basketball player or wants to do good in life, I recommend y'all, like, ask for Mr. DA's class because he can really help y'all.
Nah, for real. I love y'all, man. And I don't do this for the money. I don't do this to brag. I really do this because I really want y'all to be the best people that y'all can be, man. Like, I met Jayla a couple times. She's a bright young lady. She knows I'm gonna call her name every class. Especially if that camera off. Y'all already know how I feel with that camera. Yeah.
Pick off people one by one.
Oh, that camera off? Oh, you about to read. You about to read. Yeah.
Said, right. Jayla Hagler. Will you please play your
camera
on and read?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't play. But you know what? That's life, y'all. Trust me, that's life. If you when y'all start working and your boss see you not working your hardest, your boss gonna have more work for you to do. Trust me.
There you go, yeah.
My first job was working at Walmart. And one time my boss caught me sitting down. He said, "Oh, you wanna sit down? Bet. We got a lot of work in this back inventory room that you can do."
Man.
So yo, everything I do, I'm not trying to be annoying. I do it to get y'all ready for real life. Yeah. I promise you. All right? And for anybody that's scared of me, don't be scared of me. Y'all know I got a big loving heart. Yeah, I'm loud. Yeah, I can be a tick. But at the same time, hey, if we all do our work, you know I'm a chill too. You know, when it's time to do work, we do our work. When it's time to play, we're going to play.
Okay. Man, yeah. Well, man, I really appreciate you for coming on out here with one of your players, Zach. It was truly, I think this was a good podcast. Definitely, if there's any other teachers.
Oh, thank y'all for the invite, man. I had to bring my boy Zeebo.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to do a podcast or like something else happens and you want to bring another player on here, go ahead and just contact us.
For sure. We don't even have to talk about sports. We can talk about campus life. We can talk about plans for next year. We could talk about. Matter of fact, I wanna ask y'all a quick question.
Yes.
I wanna ask y'all a couple questions actually, if y'all don't mind. Is that cool?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay. I'm gonna start with Jayla because ladies first. I know I'm big on ladies first. Now I'm gonna get my question for Big Al. So Jayla, what has the virtual experience been like for you this school year?
So So last year, as most of y'all know, I wasn't like the best kid in the class. But to be honest, it's helped me a lot, I guess you could say. Like, I have better grades than I did last year, and my temper has like shortened, I guess you could say. It's just really sometimes annoying, especially when you have to turn your camera on and you don't feel like it. You just woke up, and I promise you, I don't get up like and dress myself until like 5 o'clock.
So you ain't waking up like Beyonce. I woke up like this.
There you go.
Negative.
Okay. Well, you know, I respect that. I respect that. But look, we in different times, and for you virtual kids, I don't want y'all getting off easy. I'm gonna be real with you. My scholars inside the class got to keep their cameras on, so y'all got to do it too. So. I want to ask you, though, with the virtual experience, you said that you know, it helped your temper and all that kind of stuff. Do you feel like you're going to be a better student coming back?
So far, when I came back for, like, the star days, I've only been mad at a teacher, like, one time, and that was, like, yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, and I didn't really retaliate. I just calmed down. So, yeah, I think I'll be okay next year.
Okay. So, you learned how to calm down. That's what's up. And you know what? I'm going to give you respect for even acknowledging your problem. Because that's the first thing anybody needs to do is acknowledge your problem first. Before you can even overcome a problem, you got to know that you are the problem. And I respect that. So, my question to Alex, Big Al, he already know I call him Big Al. What was this school year like for you, brother?
Man, this school year was definitely a bit confusing, a bit difficult. At the beginning, man, it was really difficult. It was very stressful with the meetings not working or anything. Definitely the assignments sometimes weren't popping up. You know, a lot of teachers were learning the skill of online.
Absolutely.
Definitely weren't experienced at all with it. It came unexpected. Mm-hmm. And, man, it was very stressful at the beginning, but, man. Yeah. It really has gotten a bit easier now that, you know, everybody's getting the hang of it. We're getting used to it now.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. And I'm gonna leave it on that, man. And look, I just want to give y'all a shout-out for even starting this podcast, man. This is awesome. Shout-out to you, Jayla. Shout-out to Al. Man, y'all need to keep doing this. This is big. And this is a legacy. Because when y'all go to high school, somebody's going to have to pick it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So keep doing this. Bring this to high school. Trust me, this is big, y'all. And, man, thank y'all for having me and Z-Bo. We appreciate y'all. And whenever y'all want to do something again, man, holler at me.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all.
Alrighty. Thank you for everybody that joined ahead and tuned in with us for this podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And, man, we do hope you have an amazing day. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao.